Welcome to the VA HSR&D Investigator Insights podcast series. In this episode, Query Dissemination Coordinator Diane Hanks talks with Guneet Jasuja, investigator and epidemiologist with the Center for Healthcare Organization and Implementation Research. They're discussing Dr. Jasuja's work on social stressors at health among older transgender and gender diverse veterans.
Guneet, could you just tell us a little about where you work and what you do?
So I'm a co-investigator at the Center for Healthcare Organization and Implementation Research at Bedford, Massachusetts. And my research interests are in suboptimal medication prescribing, quality of care, and transgender health.
Could you please explain the need for research on health disparities in transgender and gender diverse veterans, especially among older veterans in this patient population?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, health disparities in terms of health conditions and social stressors have been widely documented among transgender individuals, transgender and gender diverse individuals in general. There is very few data from convenience sample which highlights these disparities among older transgender and gender diverse individuals compared to older cisgender individuals. So older transgender and gender diverse individuals have been reported to have higher rates of alcohol use, drug use, tobacco use, and poor physical and mental health compared to their older cisgender peers. But the prevalence of health conditions and social stresses among older transgender and gender diverse veterans is not known at all. So there is a gap in understanding the healthcare profile of older transgender and gender diverse veterans, and subsequently how to address their care and needs appropriately.
Could you briefly describe your study to compare health conditions and social stressors among older transgender veterans?
So in keeping with the gap in the literature, which I just pointed out, the objective of our study was to examine health conditions and social stressors among older transgender and gender diverse veterans compared to older cisgender veterans in the Veterans Health Administration. So we used the health disparities research framework for our study, and that's been proposed by Amy Kilbourne and colleagues to guide health disparities research. So this framework outlines a sequential research trajectory where phase one, and that's detection of health disparities, informs phase two, which is understanding the multi-level determinants of what's causing these disparities at different levels, and which finally informs phase three of eliminating or reducing these disparities by developing and implementing interventions. So our study focused on the first phase of this framework of detecting health disparities among older transgender and gender diverse veterans compared to older cisgender veterans in the Veterans Health Administration. So to get a little bit more into the methods, we used the Veterans Health Administration Corporate Data Warehouse as a data source. Our study population included approximately 5,000 veterans who are 65 or above the age of 65 years and who received healthcare from the VA from 2006 to 2018. Of these approximately 5,000 veterans, 1244 had a documentation of a gender identity disorder diagnosis code, which is the primary method for identifying trans individuals in structured data. So these 1244 formed our transgender and gender diverse veteran cohort. We then matched these 1244 transgender and gender diverse veterans to a sample of cisgender veterans, which resulted in a sample of 3,722 cisgender veterans. Just wanted to kind of outline the...
That's helpful.
Yeah.
Briefly tell us about your findings, particularly in regard to social stressors and older veterans. For example, are older transgender veterans more likely to be isolated or to lack social support?
So I just want to kind of briefly first summarize the main takeaways and findings from the study. So in our study, we found that older THD veterans experienced 4 out of the 7 social stresses we examined in our study. So they were more likely to experience violence, social family problems, lack of access to care and transportation, and psycho-specific needs. We also found that despite these significant disparities on the social stresses I just mentioned, older TGD veterans had similar likelihood on several health conditions, such as diabetes, post-traumatic stress disorder, myocardial infarction, as compared to the older cisgender veterans. And in the literature, health disparities have been noted in this population for these health conditions, which I just listed. Older transgender and gender diverse veterans also had lower likelihood of several conditions, including substance use, where higher likelihood or higher rates have been reported among this population in the literature. A third significant finding from the study was that older transgender and gender diverse veterans had higher likelihood of Alzheimer's, different types of cancers, depression, and military sexual trauma as compared to their older cisgender peers.
Hmm. Can you discuss any future research and or next steps in the research you're conducting now?
So I think in terms of the health disparities research framework and based on the disparities we found among this population in our study, our next step would be a greater understanding of the multi-levels, looking at patient, provider, and site-level determinants of what's really causing these disparities. Mm-hmm. And that would really inform that final step we talked about mm-hmm. in the health disparities framework of developing and implementing culturally tailored interventions to improve health, mm-hmm. specifically around cancer screening and Alzheimer's and depression and military sexual trauma, as well mm-hmm. as mitigating social stresses among our older transgender and gender diverse veteran cohort.
So a lot of work yet to do.
Yes, and this is just the first step.
Just the first step.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to say about the benefits or challenges of working within VA-HSR&D?
So I think the benefit of working within VA-HSR&D is that it gives the researchers or VA researchers this ability and opportunity to translate their research findings into broader implementation into the VA healthcare system. And that can have significant impacts on VA policy, clinical practice, and even directly affect like veteran health outcomes. Mm-hmm. And I would just want to mention that I'm a career development awardee, and the career development, the HSR&D Career Development Award, gives this excellent opportunity to train in implementation science, which is an essential skill to translate these research findings into adoption and implementation. Mm-hmm. But that said, adoption and implementation of research findings is very, very challenging. I mean, mm-hmm. moving research findings beyond a scientific application is challenging.
Yeah.
Working with clinical and operational partners in the VA is challenging. And then, you know, the changing landscape of VA priorities is another complexity which makes this whole thing challenging.
Right. So, but I think VA and QERI specifically, the Quality Enhancement Research Initiative, which began in 1998, was one of the first to even look at, well, how do we make this happen faster? How do we bring this research that you've just published to policy and to practice faster? So I think QERI's made a lot of advancements since 1998 within the VA system, but it's still incredibly complicated.
I think so. I mean, you get all this training, you are working within the system, but I think moving the needle on implementation sciences is really hard. So, yeah.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding podcast are concerned with the scope of recently concluded or ongoing VA-HSR&D funded research and do not necessarily reflect current or to be implemented VA policy. To learn more about this research, visit the VA-HSR&D website at www.hsrd.research.va.gov.